Ghana has ratified the ILO Maritime Labour Convention 2006, which seeks to ensure decent work for seafarers and fair competition, which came into force yesterday. Ghana is among about 45 ILO member states, representing about 75% of global gross shipping tonnage, which have ratified the convention. The Director General of the Ghana Maritime Authority, Peter Isaka Azuma, who disclosed this to Business News, said the move is to ensure the welfare of Ghanaian seafarers in line with global standards.
Basically, the main objective is to address the welfare of seafarers, their salaries, their wages, the rest periods, accommodation, and the general welfare of workers. Like, if you are working ashore, there are some laws that social welfare that look at occupational safety and all those things. So it takes care of that. It's an international thing. It's a global thing. Just not Ghana. We only happen to be part of that ILO membership system, and therefore, with that convention, we saw it relevant to ratify. And we've initiated action, and thank God, government has started action, and it is ratified. The good thing is that it falls within the program of promoting jobs for the unemployed, so especially those seafarers who are qualified. Maybe they could be discriminated because of this convention. The proactive action, so that before anybody wants to raise an issue, we have ratified this convention and there will be nothing that will stop their chance of gaining employment in terms of when there's the need to choose between the Ghanaian and some other citizen from another country.
Director General of the Ghana Maritime Authority, Peter Isaka Azuma.